Canceled.
Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fanimosia is canceled.
I'm so drunk.
I know, and you really didn't come in like I thought you were. I thought she was going to go, hello, and welcome back to the Canceled podcast.
No, and
I am hammered, and Brooke is sober.
No, I am very drunk, and Brooke is very sober.
I'm not sober now. Now,
here's
she just
thing.
Made me chug two white. What are these? Truly, I don't know.
But I just need you to chug like nine more. Like, I'm not.
I have a burping phobia. And they're very carbonated and cold.
Wait, Brooke, honestly, I don't know if you guys know this, but Brooke has the, I'm not kidding. Someone burps and you like try to kill yourself.
It's not bad to say. Yeah, yes, it is.
Like you,
it's I think not
like you like,
correct.
You're leaving if someone burps. It's like a thing.
It's because this is how I feel. Okay.
It's
and I don't feel, I don't feel this way about everything. Like, I don't care about like someone farting or like something like that, but I swear burping for some reason, I have this like image in my head. I picture like the burp, the cloud, like the gas cloud. I picture that happening. And then I picture it settling into everything in the room. So if I have an open glass of water, can't drink it anymore. Boy. My White Claw, done for because your burp is in it.
I actually, like when I'm around you, I will hold the burp in for so long to the point that I have like indigestion because I don't want you to
Well, I don't
like,
want die. You to feel that way. But burping is a choice. And I really truly believe that.
It's a bodily function.
No, it's not. Because it like I burping, you can always control that. Keep it in your mouth. Hold it in your mouth. Keep your mouth closed.
Well, it's like the chewing phobia. I understand. There's certain things that you just like do not like. And like there's you don't always have to have a reason for it. It's just like you have a phobia of it. You don't like it. I get it.
Well, because it feels like intentional disrespect. It's like close your mouth.
But I never knew until right now that your burping phobia was so far that you wouldn't burp.
No, well, I don't, I mean, it's like, how am I going to be insensitive in that way? Like, what if the viewers have a burping phobia?
But,
as
you
well?
Know, I don't care if you burp.
And we can't, like, what, trigger warning?
Trigger warning burps. Stop, that's what
no,
I want TikTok
serious.
Has
I'm
become.
In, I'm in, on Facebook, I'm in a misophonia support group.
Stop.
I am, but it's because.
I'm not laughing at misophonia, I'm laughing at a Facebook support group.
It's huge. It's a huge community.
I'm so sorry.
It's a huge community.
Misophonia is the sound of things or the little circles?
It's like...
No, it's trip.
It can be a lot of different things and people... Like, obviously, there's like there's levels to this shit, okay? I don't have... Like, a lot of people have it way worse. I had a really good friend in high school who hers was so bad. It was like debilitating. Like, she would have to be like... removed from class if someone was like chewing gum kind of thing.
And I'm not hard, to-
but at that but what's crazy is at that time I was like, you're ridiculous, like get over it, like whatever. And until you like really start to feel that way,
no, I have
you don't understand. And then as soon as I like really like I it was like I developed it. I swear I haven't always been that way. And it was like over time all of a sudden it would like
I understand. And I actually genuinely refrain from burping around you at all times. So I do have a level of understanding entirely.
All I need to know is that somebody is cognizant of it and like and tries. Because
I have
friends who will belch in my face and like literally hands behind their back. There's no effort.
Why is that Ari? Ari loves
to burp.
It is. So
and
well.
He'll, but everyone knows now and everyone's eyes will widen the second they do it. And they're like, oh, no.
No, I'll hit an in-mouth
It'll
burp
ruin
with
my
you.
Day.
This is me with you. I'm like... Like, I hit, like, an in-mouth burp for you.
It's more about, it's like, as long as you're trying.
No, and honest to God, I don't know if arachnophobia is only the fear of spiders or the fear of bugs, but I have a crippling fear of bugs.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the bug fear is, but arachnophobia, I think,
I have severe fear of bugs. And it's like a fly will be in the room, and I'm, like, screaming at the top of
everyone's
lungs.
I remember. I made, like, a funny video in Hawaii. I, like, I picked up, like, a little, like, caterpillar looking
it was like foam like
it was the end of a pillow. It was like a tassel from a pillow
and I freaked out.
I picked it up and she almost beat my ass.
No, and I freaked the fuck out. And it's like
but I do understand it because there's certain things that like that actually upset me that much. Maybe not burping, but like,
well, there can just be a fly in the room and I'm like acting like Ted Bundy's in the room, like I like freak out like someone's gonna fucking kill me, like I
but
can't deal
real.
Because I think
I won't gaslight you.
Everyone will always be like, it's just a fly. And I'm like, okay, but flies regurgitate every time they land. So knowing that when they land on you, they're vomiting on you.
That's cute. Like, you know, I have the no, not cute. No, it's not cute. I thought about something cute. I'm sorry. No, I thought about something cute. I was with, I was a Joe at breakfast.
Joe.
Do you remember we named him?
Did we name your guy Joe?
Yeah, we named him Joe.
It's really funny because the show You.
I know. That was
like,
that was a whole context.
Is that why we did that? I don't remember that. I hate that. Also, the trauma gave me crippling memory loss. I'm really hitting all the victim cards today. I'm like, I have arachnophobia. I have memory loss from trauma. Sorry.
Anywho, continue. I was at breakfast with Joe the other morning. A fly landed on my raspberry, and he picked the raspberry off and just put it. And I thought about it, and I was like, who cares?
Do you know that just made me gag?
I'll eat food off the floor. That's why, like, a lot of
people... I'll eat food off the floor.
Oh.
Like, it's not dirt. Like, I just have a crippling fear of bugs.
You're not afraid of dirt,
yeah,
baby.
No shit, bitch. Like, I literally just have a crippling fear of bugs.
That is really strange. I don't know. I don't have anything like that, like... I was playing hide and seek yesterday.
I texted Brooke and we were texting about something really important. And she texted me back hours later and goes, sorry, I was playing hide and seek.
I was.
Like, excuse me, what?
It was the best. I had the best day ever yesterday. I was hanging out with six of us or like seven of us. And we were all at Kayson's house. So Kayson has like the crazy.
Kayson's so daddy. Let's talk about that.
Oh, hot. Who? No one ever told us that.
Let's talk about Kayson for 8 seconds before we get into the story.
Okay.
So Kayson's always been like an LA, like, I believe his family comes from money now.
I have no idea.
He has the most beautiful home here in LA. He's always been like a very rich friend of like everyone in LA. And FaZe Clan just signed him.
Yeah, now he's FaZe Kayson.
Yeah, and he just did a music video with FaZe Clan where like Charli D'Amelio was in it, Addison Rae was in it.
It was like the most clouded video of all time. He said, check this one out. He brought in all his little friends, like Justin Bieber and shit.
No, yeah.
Not really, but
no,
like,
literally, I think, or it was like the Migos or like Future.
It was just like the craziest video. And it's like, how did you line up all those people's schedules?
And he was always our like rich, low-key, well-kept secret friend. And now he's just killing it.
Yeah, he's out there.
I love Kayson.
Yeah.
But continue. But
I wasn't really like... We've never been close. I don't really like know him that well. But yesterday, we all went. It was like six or seven of us. We all went to Kayson's house, and like the entire day was just so perfect. It was like the whole time it was phones in the middle, a pile of phones.
And you live for that.
Kayson puts seven phones in the middle. He's like,
of course.
And nobody touched their phone the entire time. We went to El Paseo. We had like a nice dinner or whatever, and we went home and everyone played hide and seek for literally like 5 hours.
Very cute.
And it was just so like in the dark, and it was like, I don't know, I thought it was like the coolest thing because it's like a bunch of kids who are like
killing it and like playing hide and seek.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, it was just like, I mean, I don't have very many friends who can go more than 30 seconds without looking at their phone.
And
so
see,
was,
I felt
like
that was an in-life subtweet. I'm not going to lie. It is. I'm bad at that.
Baby, I looked her up and down. I was talking about her.
No, I'm bad at that. But I also think it's my ADHD. I just like, I see a text and I get mad distracted. I'm not trying to Gabby Hanna it. I get it. Like, don't blame your ADHD on everything. I'm not going to take an Adderall to go to dinner though.
Yeah.
I'm prescribed Adderall. That's not a drug use joke. It's like I have crippling ADHD. So I take Adderall to like focus when I work and like live life. But I hate. Like, Adderall also makes you a drone. Like, you know what I mean? It makes you so like, hello, guys. I am on Adderall.
I
am focused now. No, and our last podcast, everyone kept saying, was like our best podcast ever because we were being so funny and chill. And it's one of the few ones that I've done without being on ADHD medication because it's like normally I take it, I wake up, I work all day.
See, and I always ask you, I said that initially because I was like, how do you do that and like still have a personality? Because
I don't though.
As soon as I got, maybe I was like my dosage was off or something, but I my personality just completely like disappears with
no
me. I can't make a joke. I don't think anything's funny, and then I'm probably gonna cry and probably send you death
and
threats.
You hate everyone and you want to die.
Yeah, I'm so mean.
It's so tragic because it's like my options in life are like have crippling ADHD. Like you're unmotivated to do anything. You can't focus on anything. You're so depressive. You've 10 seconds before you're like squirrel. Like literally, like I have the most crippling ADHD you could ever ask for in this life. Or you take the Adderall to fix your ADHD and you're mad focused, but you're like, hello, my name is Tana and this
Precisely.
Is the canceled
that
podcast.
Was like me in college. I had like 2 years of no personality, but now I have like a very convenient lifestyle for having ADHD because it's like no one's gonna suffer if I sit on the couch all day.
I just feel like mine is so crippling that even though my lifestyle is like quote unquote convenient for it, like I can do whatever I want.
No, but you have to wake up every day and like get things done and like actually work.
And ADHD cripples like your body. It's like I can't even stand, I can't even go get my phone from like the other side of the room. Like, I, yeah. I you can't do anything. You're just like stuck. I can't get ready unless, dude, I just learned about this thing with ADHD called mirroring, that it's like, if you have ADHD, you can do anything you want if someone else is doing it. It's called mirroring. It's like, if I'm editing and Hunter's editing next to me, I can edit fire because I keep being mentally reminded that I'm supposed to edit because
that can't be true because I watch my roommate clean all day and I don't do shit.
No, for me, like, it's like I can't get ready unless someone's getting ready next to me. Unless obviously I take my medication.
That I believe.
No, like, it's just like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, it's like I can work all day if Kyla's there working with me. But if I'm alone, like, I'm just like, the ceiling is so dope.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so fucking annoying. It makes me want death. I hate having ADHD. I don't know. I'll shut up.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it makes us spunky.
No, for sure, because it's like sometimes you're so motivated and like da-da-da-da and like so funny.
Yeah.
But then other times it's like, this couch is so sick and yeah. I hate it. But speaking, we were just talking about me being dirty.
I'm
not dirty. I'm not dirty now, especially because I'm single. When I'm taken, I'm like so stuck in it, and I'm like, oh my god, like I'm like, I'll just be gross. Who cares?
Yeah, like Dorito dust in my hair.
No, exactly. Unless I'm with someone who's like mad motivated, then I'll mirror them. Literally, that
you are a mirror.
No, 100%. I'm a mirror. Like, if I'm like dating a guy who like showers every second, I'll be like, let's shower. But if I'm dating someone who's like depressive slightly, I'm like, I love the ceiling. That's crazy, because
you meet me, you gaslight the fuck out of me about showering too much.
No, you should. But you're an over-showerer. I can't even begin to explain. Brooke thinks like 4 showers a day is normal.
No one takes 4 showers a day.
Not that I think 4 showers a week is normal. I'm just saying, like, even that, like, 2. What? I don't know.
What?
But point being, I need to tell you what happened to me today.
Okay.
So you know that I've been having a lot of conversations with you about either A, my stalker is fucking with me, or B, my house is haunted.
Do you know that your stalker came for me?
William.
I don't know if he did or not, but keep going.
What happened? No, tell me.
No, you have to talk first.
Yeah? Okay, so basically, I just went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And before I left for Vegas, I was at my house and I showered. Long story, actually. Can I tell you a long story? It's like, it's 2 stories in one.
How long? I'm like,
you're like, fucking bitch.
I'm like, okay, I have ADHD.
First comes first is right before I left, we shot the commercial for my upcoming wine. So I'm shooting Dizzy Wines, coming out soon. I will promote it. Grocery stores, online.
And I got really drunk. Really,
it's
easily.
It's actually my favorite thing in the world, my favorite project I've worked on in years. We were shooting the commercial and the billboards for Dizzy Wine. And I had everyone come. And right before it, the night before, I was supposed to self-tan and I didn't. And I woke up and I was so pale and like just iron deficiency. As you know, why do I have so many problems? With the ADHD, the iron deficiency, everything. I had so many bruises all over me. I looked horrible. And my makeup artist was like, do not let me glam you until you tan. Like, it was that bad. Like, I literally was the wall.
Damn, Alexis.
No, but she's just honest.
I'm just kidding.
It's a billboard and a commercial. And it's one thing, you can face tune the billboard, but like, you can't fucking edit the commercial. Like, I needed to look like a decent level of good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Kyla, my assistant, was like, let's get you a spray tan. And so we order a spray tan for my like girl who does mine. And she's like, I'm busy. So she sends her like cousin or something who also does spray tans.
Not the cousin.
And I see her and I'm like, can I please have a light to medium? And she's like, of course.
I don't believe you would ever, those words would ever come out of your mouth.
No, I genuinely promise you because it was like, it was in like 3 hours. So it was like, I'm not trying to look like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not, obviously you want it to be dark and then rinse it off. But like, if you're doing it in 3 hours, I'd like an instant and I'd like it to be light to medium. And so I ordered this spray tan. She's like, light to medium. She sprays me. I look fine. It looks great. I sit down in the makeup chair in the 3 hours of development. I'm talking world. I vlogged it. It's coming out on YouTube.
That's what happened to Selena Gomez at the Met.
World? Did it?
Yeah.
Bryce just got canceled for lying and saying he fucked her on his YouTube channel.
Aw, man.
Idiot. But point being, I sit in the makeup chair. It's fine. 3 hours go by. She does my glam to like match the original color.
Uh-huh.
I look in the mirror. Worldwide scandal. So I have to like wash this tan off. Like, and then now my body's lighter than my face makeup. It's horrible. Oh, no. Thing, body makeup with the whole set. That day, right before I leave to Vegas, that day I have to shower off the entire tan. I'm furious. I want to say this bitch's name. I kept saying it in my vlog. I was ready to kill her. Like, because it was like, a $20,000 shoot, the Dizzy shoot. Mm-hmm. So it was like being late to it, like genuinely affected money and a lot of people. And it was like, I couldn't show up like that because it was just like a worldwide scandal. So I had to like shower it off, whatever. So I turn my shower on, I take a shower, I rinse the tan off, whole shoot. I have to have KKW body makeup from literally my neck to my toes because like my body was now paler than my makeup, whatever.
Yeah.
Point being, I showered it off in my house, in the, my shower. And so, you know, I hate my house and I don't want to bitch about it too much, but my shower makes me miss my shower at my old house so much. Because it's tragic. It's freezing cold. There's an air vent over it. It sucks. And you know I already hate showering.
She said it was freezing cold. You know that she keeps her thermostat on 56 degrees?
Well, that's a different thing. I want it to be like that in the room, but why would there be a fucking air vent over the shower?
56 degrees, you guys.
Why would there be a fucking air vent over the shower? I don't even know. Whatever.
Anyway.
And water pressure sucks. Goes cold in 20 seconds. I can't talk about it. Anyways, my shower.
Oh, never mind.
No, wait, tell me.
No, keep going.
So my shower has like options in the shower. There's like three knobs. Like you can turn it on. And then it's like there's a rain vibe. There's a regular shower vibe. And there's like a handle nozzle vibe.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's tough.
I know. I'm well aware at
I'm
how
sorry,
I sound.
I'm sorry. But you set me up.
No, but also most showers, you can like, even with the nozzle vibe, even in any shower, you can take your regular shower and have the nozzle on. You know what I mean?
Oh, but is it like one
it's
or
like
the
one
other?
Or the other. Oh, so I'm like, what would I ever use this nozzle for? Like washing a dog? Like I'm not like gonna wash myself with just the nozzle.
I used
you know
to shower
I mean?
Only with my little nozzle. I was like this.
But aren't you freezing doing that?
Probably.
Terrifying to me. So basically, I always shower with the regular shower. And so I take the shower, I wash my tan off. I shoot the commercial. Next day, I leave to Vegas, right? No one comes in the house. Everyone on my team is gone on their Christmas vacations. Normally we have housekeepers, but they came and cleaned like a couple days prior. They're not coming till I'm back. No, Hunter's gone. Ari, Amari, and I go to Vegas. Like no one's there. I took the last shower in my shower, right?
Right.
And so this morning, Brooke, I'm like, I need to shower. I'm still washing off the tan. I'm talking, I've showered good like three times since that shoot, still exfoliating it off. I know, right? Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But it's because I looked insane. I looked like insane, like patches of dark tan and then white tan everywhere.
You
want to
know a key? A magic eraser.
Like for the walls?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know one time I literally graffitied Hunter's walls with lipstick and had to use a magic eraser for
magic eraser solves every problem in the entire world. Every problem.
A magic eraser
world
takes
peace,
off spray tan.
Magic eraser.
You're actually telling me a magic eraser takes off spray tan?
Yeah, I'll be like, eater.
Swear to fucking God, I'm Amazon priming 100,000 after this. But listen, so today I'm like, I need to still wash off the rest of this tan before I podcast. Hence why I'm literally, look at my, you've never seen me this pale on the podcast. I'm the color of my shirt. I look insane. Today, I know I am the last person to use my shower. And I know what setting it
like,
was on.
Like nobody else would have been there.
No one else. I turn. I'm on the phone. I'm listening to a voice memo. I'm holding the clothes I was going to wear on the podcast today in my hand. And I go to turn the shower on. And the nozzle is facing me. And just sprays freezing cold water all over me. All over the floor. All over the shower. All over the room. Absolutely everywhere. I'm talking. I literally go... Like, I scream at the top of my fucking lungs. You know I hate unwarranted water. That's my biggest pet peeve, the way burping is for you. Unwarranted water?
Not the unwarranted water.
I'm down for water. Like, I'll get in the ocean,
yeah,
I'll take a shower.
Yeah, like water with no warning.
Water that I'm not asking for. Water that I'm not asking for. Sprays me all over the face, wets my entire head of hair. Sprays my clothes, sopping wet.
Aw, man.
I start crying.
Wait, what?
I had a mental breakdown.
Why were you in the shower with the with your clothes?
No, on? I was holding my clothes, turning on the shower, sprayed me. I'm like, I'm washing me and my clothes.
Oh, okay.
Like that was the vibe. But also, who switched the shower nozzle?
Yeah, that is really confusing. Shower. But you don't think there's nobody who could have taken a shower in your shower?
No. No.
Yeah, your stalker's back.
Like, who switched my shower nozzle? I know it's such a random thing, but I know for a fact I was the last person to take a regular shower, and I never switched it. There was no one there. Camera-wise, I've seen on the cameras, no one was there. And then Hunter last night was asleep in his bed and he wakes up to his phone being thrown off the bed and shattered.
Oh, man.
Can we just, like, explain that?
That's really weird. But then it's, like, that gives me ghost vibes. That doesn't give me...
No, I agree. I agree. I don't think... No, vibes. Hunter was laying in bed and he woke up to his phone being thrown off the bed and shattered. I'm talking shattered. Like, it's shattered now.
Do you think he had a, like, night terror and he was, like...
He said he woke up and he saw it, like, fly off the bed. And he doesn't understand.
And then I was... a ghost for sure. You need to have some, like, a paranormal person. You could even do it for, like, a YouTube video. But you need to have someone who, like, specializes in paranormal activity come to your house and, like, literally,
like, I agree, but it just freaks me out so hard.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's, like, do I want to know?
As you guys may or may not know, like, a lady did die in my house before I moved in. And they didn't tell me that.
She was a happy lady, and she didn't... We don't know that she died in the house.
No, we... lived in the house and then died. We know she died in the house. Like, the neighbors know. They were there.
Oh, they were there.
This whole thing. But she was 102. It wasn't like someone killed her or something. But it's weird. Like,
yeah, she had a long... She doesn't regret anything. She moved on. She does not want to stay around. She was 102.
Well,
she was
she
did enough.
Also, I was like, right before I left for Vegas, I was laying in bed with a boy. We don't need to name the boy. But him and I... And I was laying in the bed with the boy. And Ari brought a mattress in my room and we put it up against the wall. And it was like fully like up against the wall. Like not like an earthquake would have to move this mattress from the wall. It wasn't like a propped up, like gonna fall over. It was like a leaning against the wall, like nothing. And we're laying in the bed and the mattress flies at my bed. And we both make no noise. We look at each other and we're like, that was weird.
Yeah, you have a ghost.
And then Ari calls me and he goes, why did you just scream at the top of your lungs? I was dead silent when that happened. I didn't make one noise. Like, the mattress flew at the bed, and I was, like silent.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I just heard you scream at the top of your lungs. And I never did.
I would have screamed.
No, but it's, like, so jarring. It's weird. Like, doors will shut here.
Yeah, but
here,
it's kind of, like, a weird, like, that's what happened to me. That's what I was kind of trying to say in the beginning. I just had a situation. I live on the first floor in my apartment. Yeah, I told you this.
I know, but I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Can you please tell the podcast?
Yeah, I live on the first floor, and I have in my room like a sliding glass door, like a back door, but it's to the side of my building. I don't even like. I feel like that's bad to say because it's like, is someone gonna come kill me?
No.
But anyway, I got a ring. But in the middle of the night, I've always lived either alone or like my roommates are always gone. I never have felt like fear being alone. I've been sleeping at home alone. Since
independent
I was, like,
queen,
4 years
can't
old.
Relate.
Huh?
Independent queen.
Well, no, I'm just like that. I don't know why I'm not like really that afraid of things, but
no, I'm the only child with abandonment issues.
I can't
be alone. I was
going to Disneyland the next day, and I was so excited. So I took NyQuil so that I would be able to go to sleep early and like wake up early and have a day the next day.
Yeah.
So I went to bed at like maybe like 10 o'clock, and at like 11:30, I hear and I knew the sound because the bed like the I can't get out of that door. I can't use it. It's not functional to me because the screen is like stuck. Yeah. So I can't
it's
open
a screen
the screen
to her bedroom
to
door.
Like, and then like, the actual door, obviously, like it opens. But like if the screen can't move, then I can't get outside of it. But I could hear the screen moving. And there's like the side of my building is lit, like well lit. So it like I can see through the door, like straight out because it was dark in my room and light outside. So I could see straight out. And I literally knew it in the moment. And I just roll over and I see a guy yanking the door open like he's trying so hard to get the door open. He finally gets the door open. I jump out of bed so fast, obviously, but I'm dead silent because I'm for a second I'm just like, there's no fucking way. Like,
right, it's William.
There's literally no way.
Why do I kind of think it is my stalker? Because
well,
he stalks
see,
my best
I didn't
friends.
Think, I never even that again. Like maybe I'm just naive, but it never came to my mind. So I stupidly turned on my light really quick because I was like, oh, that'll scare him. Like maybe he'll like
whatever.
Stop trying.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he's going to shoot me or something. So I ran in my roommate's room.
He doesn't serve me shooter.
Called the police. He doesn't give me shooter either, but
he
I don't
gives
know.
Me like,
I don't know who this guy is. So I'm like, why would, like, I don't know why I would do that, like, make it known that I'm in the room. But I called the police. The police, like, it was like 5 police officers that came and they were like, sorry, like, can't find him. I'm like, oh, great. No, I'll sleep fine in here from now on.
That's a tragic thing about, like, someone just showing up and leaving is it's, like, the police, like, obviously they're, like, there for you. But, like, if no one's there, like, when they
fuck
with
just,
your shit.
Like, they told me it's, like, they were, like, probably, it was probably just, like, a drunk guy, like, trying to get in somewhere. But it's
and,
still
like,
scary.
Right, it's not.
And And then I didn't think, I never, like, it never crossed my mind about, like, a stalker or anything, but I tweeted about it. And then all the Tana fans were like, oh, William's coming. And that fucking, all of a sudden now I'm like, I can't sleep in my room without being like, oh, well, my
no,
God.
Well, no, it's because, I don't mean to, like, talk about my stalker too much because I hate talking about it. Because
I feel like it fires them
up. It makes me really uncomfortable to talk about it, but it's like, I've always talked about it, so I guess, like, whatever. And at this point, I'm at the point where I feel like he's fucking with us so much that talking about it almost makes you feel safer. Because it's like, if I die, at least everyone will know it was him.
Like, knew the, like, what the fuck was up with that?
Yeah. But, like, he's always fucked with me and my, like, girl best friends. So, like, there's not a part of me that doesn't think it was him.
That's perfect.
Sorry. Like, anyway, sorry. I also want to move, too. There's so many robberies around my house right now.
Well, LA is just a scary place right now. Literally, like, in the, like, depths of Beverly Hills, it's like people are just getting robbed left and right. It's like, I don't know.
Daylight, like, people just.
There's no such thing as, like, bad LA, good LA anymore. It's just, like, everyone's scared. Amari needs to take his Rolex off.
No, entirely. And I'm, like, actually, like, everyone keeps telling him that because it's, like, people keep robbing people on Melrose with jewelry. Speaking of bad LA, I'm mad at Bryce Hall.
Why?
And it's annoying because we're touring. Aw,
man.
Like, no.
That's my new bit.
Like, aw, man. Like, no, Bryce, obviously, he's my bestie, but I'm mad at him right now because he said one sentence on the internet that really upset me. And I want to hear your opinion on it. What did he say? Bryce, I love you. We're touring. You're my best friend. You just say some, obviously, so he says
hot.
Some dumb shit.
Bryce, you're so hot.
And obviously, Bryce is one of my favorite friends because it's like, I say some dumb shit, but he makes me feel like everything I say is like Einstein level. Like the level of things Bryce.
Backhanded.
It is. Like the level of like stupidity in the things Bryce says sometimes. And the level of stupidity that Bryce says sometimes.
Her glitching, saying that sentence.
Because I'm like, drunk. It's you. Makes me feel like I'm Einstein compared to Bryce.
Okay.
So last week he was reacting to Reality House, the show we just shot, which I'm about to talk about with you as well. But he was reacting to it and he verbatim said that he feels like I am more hated on the internet than him.
And you disagreed?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you think Bryce is less hated than me?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I don't.
And I don't even think it's like negotiable. I actually genuinely think that that's like really very true.
See, and I hate that.
But I don't think that that's warranted. That's not to say that I think that that like should be the case. But I think that like women just generally are more hated like by default.
And yes, then, but I feel like Bryce is so hated. Like that's our bit.
He's
like
got that. Hated. He's got that like cult TikTok following that, like, of course you have TikTok followers, but those people are Tana fans. Like, he's got just like TikTok on
you
like
think?
On lock. Yeah.
Oh, the
yeah.
way I'm like,
are you kidding? We're all like Addison Rae. Like,
I
Bryce,
think
we
Bryce,
like Bryce
is equally as hated as me. Not necessarily more, but I do think he's equally as hated. And I'm sick.
Yeah. Well, we all have. we're all wrong sometimes.
No, I'm honestly more mad at Bryce for just saying it. Like, just like, don't say that.
No, yeah, he shouldn't have said that maybe. And I would be like offended by it for sure. Cause he, I mean, of course he's pretty problematic on the internet. We know that, but he's
and,
very
like,
deliberate
after the
about
fight,
it.
Like, you don't think, I feel like Bryce is as hated as me. I feel like our cult followings are obviously they're different, but
you
I feel like
they're
really
have like
cool.
A really loyal following too. And I think
love
that's
you guys.
True.
Stay gorgeous.
But his are like the younger the audience, the harder they go. That's the fact.
I'm just sick about it.
And,
I'm fucking sick.
And the less involved they are in actual like problematic, like the, you know what I mean? I feel like you have the older people looking at you heavy.
I will never ever say this. Like, I'm serious. Like I think I'm one of the more hated people on the internet, but I do somehow think I'm less hated than Bryce Hall. Maybe I'm
yeah,
completely
but it's
delusional.
Okay to be it's okay to be delusional.
Humble me in the comments. I'm just sincerely furious. that.
No, I think they're wrong. I think you guys are both like probably equally problematic. But I think I feel like he's more clearly deliberate, and you—it almost seems accidental. All the
that's
scandals
true.
That
like
you
I
fall
just
into.
Exist, and people want me dead. And Bryce is like, "Hate me! I hate me! I hate you all!" You know what I mean?
Yeah, Bryce is like, "This is hysterical. Let's keep it going." And
yeah,
yours feels accidental.
Yeah, mine's
every,
like,
every
don't
time
hate
you stumble
me.
Into something, everyone's like, "Oh, that she fucked up," but it's really
you're like that bitch.
She's smarter than you think, y'all.
I don't know. I honestly, I'm not even saying it in a way that I'm like very sure of it. I'm more like sound off. Like I'm not sure that I believe.
I could be wrong too. I also, I feel like I have, might have a warped understanding because
I'm you're like, so I hate you.
No, but I see, like, I see, like, day to day, like, what you get. And I don't feel like you, I feel like you have way more supporters than you have haters, but, like,
I don't.
But the haters that you do have, I'm like, they are committed.
They, I know 100% people want me dead, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I just, I don't know if I agree with Bryce Hall. But, anyways, buy our tour tickets coming soon. Brooke's coming, eh? So do I. Wait, but I want to talk about one more thing.
What is it?
Speaking of being hated on the internet. Me.
Oh.
She looked at me like, no. Shit. No. No. Here's the thing. Reality House.
Oh, no.
So, Reality House.
Not a big climber herself.
Kian and JC have been shooting the show for 3 seasons. And I desperately wanted to go on the first and second, but things came up. So, it was kind of like a running joke for me to, for a fact, be on the third. And they text me and they're like, please be on the third season.
What are you doing, ASMR? How come you're whispering?
I know, because I'm just furious. That's how you know. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm not. I'm actually not furious. That was a joke. I'm just drunk. But they were like, come on the third season. And I was like, okay, listen, I know that there's a lot of athletic challenges. I'm not going to be able to do them. Okay. I'm not an athletic girl. You're aware of that. I can't walk down the street.
I've seen you bust it down at the club.
And that's fine. I'll shake some ass. I'll throw some ass easily, okay. Especially for like some men or some money or some clout. Yeah.
We need a real incentive. 100K, not going to cut it.
No, well, we'll talk about that as well. But I'm saying, point being, even when it comes to money, like I said on TikTok, in high school, in middle school, there'd be a field day. There was a field day in middle school where I punched myself in the face and made my nose bleed so that I would be able to go home, so that I wouldn't do it.
You didn't feel like there were any other alternatives?
No, they were like, you have to do it. And I was like, check this one out. I'm going to gush blood. Right. That was my, before the nose job, that was my big thing. I could make my nose bleed in 4 seconds, so I'd get out of anything.
Party trick.
Like, actually my party trick. Like, genuinely. And then even in high school, there'd be like a mile and I would lay on the ground.
I walked the mile too. I was like, shin splints.
No, but even before walking it, I would lay on the ground and pretend like I fucking passed out so that I wouldn't have to run the mile. It wasn't, or walk the mile or whatever. It, like, I'm not agile. Like, the most agile thing I can do is like maybe ride a dick. Like, I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not here.
The talent in this one.
And even and even when I work out, it's like walking on a treadmill until I feel like I burn the calories.
I've seen you run before. She can run if she puts her mind to it.
But at the same time. It has to be very controlled. When it comes to like severe agility, it's not in my book.
I get it. You don't give me, you don't give me.
And I told, right, like, thank you. Like, thank you. And I told Kian and JC, I would love to shoot Reality House, but I will not be able to complete any of the physical challenges. And they told me, that's fine. We want you there to stir up drama, be a, you know.
That is her true talent. That's her calling.
They've seen, like, I've shot reality shows. Like, my thing on a reality show is to come in and just cause chaos. And that's just that on that. And right. So we get there, and the first challenge is to rock climb a, like, 20-foot wall.
Like, okay, Spider-Man.
And I said, hey, I'm not going to do that. Also, secondarily, people are coming for me like I was in it to win it. And it's like, it's awesome that I'm doing this, and
but
I'm so
like,
grateful for the opportunity.
But, like, nobody started watching the show with the mindset, like, ooh, I think Tana's going to really take this one home.
That's my point. And then I'm there on the show, and there's so many people that are deserving of the winnings. You know what I mean? Like, there's a single mom who's, like, barely doing internet stuff and, like, up and coming. There's people who just, like, deserve it, want it to win it. Like, the way I'm going to make $100,000 is with the foot pick. And that's just that on that.
Okay.
Onlyfans.com/ChannaMojo. I'm gonna post a foot pic. I'm gonna post a butt pic. Like, I'm not going to win $100,000 by rock climbing, especially if I'm rock climbing competing with agile buff ass men. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I had nails. You can't snap those nails, baby. I know you just sat in bed for 3 hours for those.
And I was getting paid to like have that look, have those nails, like have the Swarovski crystal moment. And I was like, listen, I'm not going to rock climb. And I never thought in the moment, like obviously Kian and JC acted very frustrated with the fact that I wasn't going to rock climb. But afterwards, we had several conversations where they were like, we weren't frustrated. It was for the drama. That night we talked about it.
And right, but then it's shitty because it paints you in a way that's like, oh, you're just not down to participate with the show. Kind of looked like you were like the delinquent.
And it's like, I love the show. I support them. I'll fucking fund it. I love them. I'm so proud of them.
But everybody knew going into it that Tana was not going to climb no rock wall.
Like, it's just like that. Like, and it like broke my heart because the entire internet is like, why would you agree to the show if you weren't going to do physical challenges? I told them I wasn't going to do it. They still begged me to be on it. I said, okay, to, you know, come in for drama, chaos, fun shit, stir up shit with Bryce, whatever. And secondarily, anyone acts like if I were to win and take home that prize, that anyone would be happy.
Yeah, no, I feel like at that point, everyone would have been like, there were so many people more deserving.
The cancellation would have been 10,000 times worse.
Yeah, and then it's like, if I climbed that rock wall for nothing, if I'm going to still lose the game, so you might as well just get ahead of it and it's not also time.
Like, I can't fucking climb. Like, imagine me. Imagine me, like,
I'm like, shut up, Miley.
Like, grab it. Like, I'm not doing that. I can barely fucking walk on a fucking treadmill. Like, hello. And the entire internet is so mad at me for not doing the physical challenges. And I'm just like, that's, babe, like I said, I punched myself in the face to get out of field day in middle school. I've been like this since birth. And I made every single person in the production of that show well fucking aware of that. And everyone wants me dead because I didn't rock climb. I'm like,
baby, clear your name. She was never going to climb.
Also, even if I did climb, I would have placed last.
Yeah, I watched the episode, baby. Me and my roommate sat there. We watched it. We were so entertained. After I saw, good news is they had that literal Spider-Man climb the wall. It's like, after that, why would anyone climb? It's like, baby, I know I'm not going to be faster than that. So it's like.
Please listen to this. It's my favorite thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So you guys saw Lila on the podcast before, right? And you know, she does her sugar daddy thing, right? We're sitting at brunch and I'm like, I already have to leave within 10 minutes. I went there to take a couple shots and like be tipsy for the podcast. I ended up getting really drunk, but that's why I went there. And I'm sitting there with Lila and she's on the phone with this daddy. She like answers the phone and she goes, hi, I'm so sorry. I was just in school. I've been doing 3 years at UCLA. School is the most important.
Wait, that's admirable.
School is the best thing in the world to me. It's the only thing that matters. Like, you can have fun, but education is the number one point.
That is so true, Lila. Lila's never,
set foot in a school in her fucking life. She's sitting there telling this man how much she loves going to UCLA for 30 fucking minutes at this brunch. She's never
Lila's a businesswoman. Listen to her. Now she's more respectful in his eyes. Now he's gonna think of her differently. She's brilliant.
No, it's just absolutely fucking
and she's
insane.
Right. She's just like lying.
She just maxed out a different sugar daddy's card too on 10,000. Can we talk about this for 8 seconds? $10,000 in Postmates.
Oh no. Are we gonna get her sent to prison?
She's sending herself to prison.
I took one look at her fucking 16-foot Christmas tree and I was like,
What are you postmating? To spend $10,000 on Postmates. Wait,
she'll Postmates like a couch. Like she'll Postmates things I didn't even know you could Postmates.
She went to my makeup artist's house like last week and my makeup artist had like a LED fireplace that she got on Amazon installed. Super cute. Lila orders it, gets there the next day, realizes she can't set it up and throws it away. Throws it in the trash can.
Lila, come on. I'm like, no. Come on, I've been with you since the jump.
No, Lila's like, she's just insane. I want her on the podcast soon. Like, honestly, I know. She's so got fun. Some stories right now.
She does. Every time I talk to her, she's like the most entertaining person. We had her at my little birthday thing the other night, and literally every single person there was like, why don't you bring Lila around more?
She's
the
funniest perfect. Thing. It's funny because I have certain friends, though, who are like scared of Lila. Like,
she's
so,
very, very abrasive.
Like, if you're not down for the crazy friend, like Josie, for example, Josie will not step forward. She's terrified. It's funny. Like, it's very different. I'm going to Miami with Lila this week.
You are.
Can we talk about that?
I'm not going. I canceled.
But that's what I want to talk about.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. So you guys know, a couple podcasts ago, The one that made Hunter want to die. The Tao podcast.
It'll do it. Yeah.
We talked about that billionaire.
Right.
That we were kind of on the finesse vibe of. And
I love him. I think he has a great personality.
Do you?
I do. I do. I actually do. He does.
It's just different when he's in love with you.
Yeah, I do get that. I get the ick from anyone who gives me, like, don't talk to me.
Basically, this billionaire. And I love him. And if you're watching this, I fucking love you. I'm going to Miami with him on Wednesday.
Right.
And I think he wants to marry me. And it makes life a little hard for me.
It does. You actually accepted his marriage proposal in the group chat.
So. He did propose to me and I said yes. But also, like, it's just very hard for me.
It's a lot of banter, I think. And it's like funny and it's like, haha. But then when it comes down to it, it's like, oh.
Until it's not. But point being is Wednesday at 8 a.m. I am going on his plane to Miami.
Yes.
And Brooke.
Canceled.
Was canceled. Love the plug.
I was on the plane and I'm actually disappointed because we were in a group chat. It's like five of us in the group chat and I had four of the numbers. The fifth one I was unsure of. So I texted Hunter and I was like, hey, who's this fifth person in the group chat? And he goes, Jordan Belfort.
No, I'm like, I'm sick.
I'm like, not the wolf.
No, I'm fully about to be on a plane with the Wolf of Wall Street, Snoop Dogg's son, influencers.
Wait, baby,
and these
what?
Billionaires. Cordell and Snoop Dogg's Damn son. It. I went to high school, like grew up with him though. So I've known him forever. So it's not that weird. But fuck. I'm saying like... We're all supposed to go on this plane to Miami. It was me, Brooke, Hunter, these two billionaires, Snoop Dogg's son, Tessa Brooks, Bryce, which I just found out is going
well,
on this plane.
Well, if I knew Bryce was coming, I'm pretty sure Bryce took my spot, right?
No.
Who took my spot?
Ari. Because once you canceled, I put Ari on the plane. But point being is we were all supposed to go on this jet to Miami. Brooke just canceled.
Sorry.
And I understand. You hate Miami.
Hate
That's
Miami.
Like a whole thing. Like Miami is my favorite place in the world and it's your least favorite place.
Correct.
Why is it your least favorite place before
I've
I get
only
into
ever had terrible experiences.
I believe it. I think it's I like Miami so much because I'm from
Vegas.
I'll tell you
my truth is that I don't enjoy drinking when it's around people I don't know. I love drinking. Get one thing straight. Love drinking. In environments where I have like a bunch of my friends
That's
and
true.
Like whatever.
I've
and like
made...
Miami, of course, like you guys are going to be there, but it's like I don't have control over what everyone's doing. And like if I'm just like in a club and 99.9% of the people there, I don't know them. It's like,
you're just like, fuck it.
I'm like, why am I doing
I've this? Also made so much of a life in Miami for myself that like I go there and I see so many of my
and
friends.
And I'm sure if I gave it a fair chance and like it, like I just kind of go into it every time assuming that I'm going to hate it. And then so of course I do.
Well, Miami's also very chaotic and I think you're more like planned and LA is like a more
I
love,
yeah, I want to be like in a confined environment of like seven people and like blacked out.
And Miami's such a vibe of like everyone's on like Molly and like no one like you know.
And
what
I don't,
mean?
I hate, I don't like, I loved it when I moved here to LA, but like now clubbing, it's like I can't hear you, I can't see you, I can't like why? What's the fun in this? I'm like that,
and I'm like clubbing, I'll die on the table and be happy. And it's also like I grew up in Vegas, and Miami, in my opinion, is entirely Vegas with the beach. So it like serves me very much like hometown vibes, like let's be crazy, like whatever. Yeah. So I love Miami, but I get it, you hate it.
I do love like a boat vibe. I would love to just like be on a yacht.
Well, hi, you can still come, please.
I can't still come. They gave my spot away.
I don't care.
Yesterday.
I'll literally take it away from someone else. Like, Bryce, suddenly you're flying JetBlue.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't care.
But I want Bryce on the flight.
True. Bryce. Someone else. I don't even know. But, I mean, point being is Brooke bailed on the Miami trip. So did Hunter. I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
That's like a primary reason.
Now I'm going. Yeah, true. You're not going to go without Hunter. But I'm saying point being is now I'm on this jet with these fucking billionaires and all these random people and whatever. And, like. I love Miami, but I was just in Vegas for 5 days. I really don't want to go.
Yeah, it's going to be really, like, overwhelming, I think.
I really don't want to go. I really, really, really do not want to go. But the billionaire, the guy that we've talked about who's paying for
it. All of us are still unsure about whether or not he's a billionaire, right?
Right. He could be like, a fat multimillionaire. I don't even know. But
yeah,
I'm saying...
That's just where we settled.
That's just his nickname at this point. But point being is he has verbatim told me, like, I will cry myself to sleep if you do not go. And, like, I would love to not go, but I feel like I'm...
Yeah, you can't bail. And honestly, I'm proud of you for acknowledging that.
But you know I really want to.
I know, but now it actually is too late. It's too late and it's whatever. And worse, oh, you poor thing.
No, sorry. Literally, I'm like, so I'm stuck on like, this what jet.
Was stuck on this jet with Jordan Belfort, Bryce Hall, and like a billionaire. But I get it though. Like, I mean, I didn't want to go and I'm not going, but I had the good sense to know that no. I was going to cancel last minute and I would rather do it earlier where they had time to fill my
100%.
Spot.
But he told me from the jump, like, if you don't go, like, this is a miserable trip for me. And he's, like, paying for everything I'm doing. So I'm yeah. like, I should just go. And well, obviously
it's gonna be, you're going to have a great time and you're going to, like, be glad that you went. But it's just, the getting there, that is, of course, like.
It's. I just want to puke at the thought of Miami right now because I just did Vegas and I'm so sad.
Oh, you better take a week off. I'm like, I hope you rest this week.
I post all these TikToks. Alleging what I thought would happen with Bryant Laundrie. And a lot of the things I said came true. And I'm weirded out about it. Like, I'm making a worldwide press tour. I need to read you this. Let me read you this article. Tana Mojo's TikTok just solved the missing murder of Bryant Laundrie case, and it makes complete sense.
Who wrote that?
Right, like someone who does not have accurate brain cells. I'm just saying, not that I do.
Wait, I want to write for the Daily Mail. What do you think?
Tana Mojo isn't just a social media superstar. She can now add professional private investigator.
She wrote this.
She's professional.
Like, not only is she gorgeous and beautiful.
Like, literally. Professional and private investigator to her resume. This sentence, I should have wrote it. Is there anything she can't do?
Yes.
Like a lot. Like drive. Ride a bike.
Okay.
For months, the Bryant Laundrie Gabby Petito murder case has captured headlines and ended in the finding of Laundrie's remains. Mojo just cracked open the case on her TikTok by providing a more than logical and plausible explanation of what happened to Bryant Laundrie and his family's alleged involvement in the case. Hello? Huh? Like, that's the point.
Oh, that's crazy. Saying that,
like, what I... It's just, I don't get it. Like, I just said that... I felt like there was a chance that he might have attempted his own life, even though they were saying that he had passed away for random reasons.
Okay. I believe that. I would kill myself if somebody was looking for me and I murdered my girlfriend.
Yeah, like what?
I would.
I'm just mad at the family, though, for not, like, helping. If you had a kid and your kid committed murder on someone and you were, like, kind of aware of that, would you not, like...
I don't know. It's hard to say. It really is hard to say because it's like you don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a kid and like love them that much. But,
it's true.
But I'm also very like I already, you know,
you're know, guilty. Like you know,
and the guilt. I got the guilt complex. Like that would kill me. Like knowing that's and not I'm doing saying. Anything about it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Especially it's like if you love your son and your son has a girlfriend, you love her too. Especially if she's been with him for years.
Yeah, and I'd be and pissed. One day, like, what? Why would you do that?
Why would you fucking do that? And it's like almost like. It's funny, Amari's mom was just saying to me, like, if you ever went to jail, I'd fucking, like, leave you there so that you learned, like, why the fuck you went to jail and you wouldn't do it again. And it's kind of like, I was like, damn, like, love you, mom. Wish you'd bail me out. But, like fair.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I fucking.
Yeah. That like, I mean, yeah, for sure. I feel like a lot of, like, people are like that or, like, people who have to, like, see their kids go to prison and stuff. They're like, okay, well.
Like, if you're innocent, okay. But if my kid killed someone, I kind of would be like, maybe go there. Maybe go to jail.
Did you know what I just did?
What?
Exactly. Do you guys know what I just did? Did you burp? I burped and I was like this.
See, but where does it go?
Like literally just like, it just like, that's what it comes, it, like it's fine. You can go like this.
And then you like swallow it?
No, it doesn't. It like, it's just, you don't have to go.
No, I don't make, I agree. I don't really make the noise. I'm like a type. Like I get that. Mm-hmm. But you and I had a conversation once where I verbatim asked you, would you rather someone burp next to you or fart in your mouth? Okay. And you verbatim answered me that you would rather have someone fart in your mouth.
Farting isn't usually optional. Like farting is usually like, okay, no, I had to do that.
No, I almost feel like my asshole's on lock. Like I could hold a fart for years.
Okay, asshole kegels. Like I believe
I'm
just you. Saying
I could like really hold my farts and let it like out.
Like a little.
Yeah, and like not even that, like a, okay. Like it could just come out, like without anyone knowing. But burping, I'm almost like I have to like do something.
Okay, well I guess everyone's different, but me personally, I think the burping is a choice, and I but think farting is involuntary.
Don't you feel like butthole hair, but not hair? Sorry, don't you feel like butthole air is way grosser or more gross?
I'm sure it is, and I'm sure if we actually the like we crunch the numbers. It would like it, I mean it would probably be like
a little right more. Now you'd rather me fart on you than burp on you.
I mean, I prefer that you don't do it. Like, it would be none of the above for me.
That's not the question. Like, if I sat on your lap right now, would you have me fart on you or burp on you?
Fart. I would. I don't know why.
I think that's insane. I'd rather someone burp on me 10 times over. So when Brooke says that, it blows my mind. None of my phobias are
rational, and I know that.
No, but that's okay. I agree. I'd rather have someone punch me in the face on some, like, crazy shit than, like, put a bug on me.
Okay.
So, like, I get it. Well,
we know that from that story. Did you ever put out that story time?
Which one?
When you had the whole, like, your literal tooth fell out?
No, I was just going through it the other day. Basically, when I was dating Chris Miles, we were fucking.
And she literally said, beat my ass. And he was like, no.
Well, no. Like, obviously, everything was consensual. I just want to start it off by saying that. But we were fucking. And I was like, hit me, hit me, hit me. And he was like, okay. And he kept hitting me harder and harder. But I kept saying, hit me harder. And eventually,
the whole room looked like a murder scene.
No, it was horrible. Like, eventually, he, like, slapped me in the face. Well, and then one of my veneers,
okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like he, like, broke her nose or something. Like, she has faulty veneers.
No, 100%. And so he slaps me. My veneer comes loose. And then I started gushing blood. And it was completely in pitch black dark. And so I was, like, sucking his dick. And in my head.
I hated the
hand motion.
Visual listeners that are visual viewers, I am so sorry.
I'm sorry. So I'm sucking his dick. And in my head, I'm like, damn. Like, I try to keep head, like, spitty. Like, I'll always say, like it should be very spitty.
You don't want any, like, friction.
Should be the wettest you can make it. Give them that toothless, gagless, throat fuck wet 5,000. With that being said, in my head, I was like, this is a little too lubricated. Right. And shit went by, whatever. And then eventually the light comes on and we look at the bed.
Could you not tell? Like,
no, like, I promise.
Especially with that iron deficiency, I feel like if you tasted blood, you'd know. I never
tasted it, I promise you. But I wasn't hitting like a taste vibe either. I was hitting like
Oh, right. Just mindless, toothless, gagless throat fuck. Got it.
And
yes.
So basically we were fucking for like a really long time. And then eventually the light comes on after we're done fucking, and there's a pool of blood on the bed. That's like,
I wish we could flash up the photos. It was insane.
I have them, but it looks like someone got killed, and I don't know.
We've done enough to Chris Miles. Like, we do not need.
I'm just talking from like probably the width of my arms, like fully extended.
Looked like this couch, y'all. At least from
like my wrist to my wrist, like this big, like huge pool of blood. Looks like someone died. And so I get up and I'm like, and I just had my period and ended. So I was like, there's no way. And then I walk to the bathroom in the room and my tooth is spewing blood. I'm not talking like bleeding, like down, like it's falling down. I'm talking like waterfall, projection. like out, like fully out, like spewing blood. And it's all over my body. I look like the movie Carrie. Like I'm, or like fucking like, what's it, Jennifer's body, like down my entire mouth and down my entire body. It's all over him. So I'm in the shower compressing my mouth. Like, because it's gushing like blood, washing our entire body. I call my dentist. I'm like scream crying because I'm bleeding everywhere and I'm like dizzy from the amount of blood I'm losing. And that's
dizzy wines out now.
That's not a dizzy wine pun. Like, I'm actually like seeing stars. Like, I'm losing so much blood. Like, I'm spewing blood. Like, no lie. Like, I'm talking waterfall, like completely.
Our baby, and
so then my dentist and a doctor shows up. They like pack it. But then for the next like 5 days, I'm just gushing blood. Like, I'm clotting it every single second. Like, I'm holding gauze to it every... I have so many videos of it. I filmed a story time about it, but...
It is, like, it's kind of, like, a tough situation.
But when I got done with the story, I just felt like I sounded like someone beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know he never did. Like, I was genuinely saying it was consensual and, like, a mishap happened with my tooth.
It could have happened, like, with her, like nudging herself the wrong way, but it was just, well, like, okay.
It took a little hit. I'm trying to... But I asked for it. I said, hit me. Like, I wasn't saying, like, don't hit me. I was saying, hit me.
Okay. Well, I hope you're not having to say, don't hit me.
I'm just saying, I bled for days and days and days, and then I had to get my gums sutured. I had to get my gums sewn back together and a new tooth put in. And that did happen during sex. I'm not stop with all of it.
Is that your probably, like, would you, like, note that as, like, your worst sex story?
No.
Oh, God.
People kept asking us on Twitter our worst sex stories. Do you have one?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not even a sex story. I didn't even have sex with him. I told you this. Oh, baby, don't worry. So, you knew about this. This was, like, at the beginning of mine and your friendship. Like, very beginning, you were still filming, like, Tana Turns 21, MTV, whatever.
Trauma.
And I remember one night, you were like, hey, can you come film this? Like, we're going to do, like, a girls' night out, like, whatever. I was like, yeah, of course. And so I went and I was like, you know what? This is going to be like a good pregame to hang out with this guy. And the whole night I'm drinking, I'm all excited to hang out with this guy because he's like, he's a musician and he's someone that I, like at the time I was a fan of. And you were a fan of him too. So I told you about it. And we were like, but we kept in touch and he was talking to me all day long, like just being so sweet. Like he'd call me like darling, whatever.
He makes one of my favorite songs of all time.
He does. And he's
amazing.
He's
musician.
From another country. And so he has like a perfect, like beautiful accent. And he makes these like amazing love songs that are like so romantic, whatever. So you're like, this guy's like a romantic. Like he's going to be like such a sweetheart, whatever.
Yeah.
Calls me one day in the middle of the day, like 11 a.m. And he's like,
middle of the day, that's crack of dawn to me.
But that's bedtime for Tana. And he's like, hey, babe, like, would you want to hang out today? Like, we could just like have a drink, whatever. Like just like a casual day. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. I go over there. I've never met this man. I go over there in my pajamas. We'd only ever talked on like Instagram and text now. But we've never like met. We've never FaceTimed to nothing. And I go over to his house and he's so sweet at first, like whatever, for the first like maybe 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, this man jumps me. Like he's like just not like he doesn't beat my ass, but he's like all of a sudden just so aggressively like making out with me. And that was like not my vibe. Like, babe, it's noon.
Yeah, like hello.
I wanted to have like a cup of tea.
Like sweet kiss. Like maybe a shot.
And he's like trying to hook up with me. And I was like kind of trying to like and it's not like. Like, I wasn't, like, non-consensual. I don't want to make it, like, a scary story like that. It wasn't that way. But he goes...
He's just a little too aggressive in your head.
No,
like,
he goes, call me master. I go, what?
He said that?
Yes.
And it's crazy, too, because I don't want to talk too much about his music, but it's very simp. Like, I love women.
Just sweet, like, very like, wholesome. Like, I've... Oh,
his whatever. Music's so wholesome.
I don't... His image is like, so master wholesome. Or, like, something in every time I would say something, he'd be like, good girl, good girl. And I'm like, don't do that at all.
I love a good girl after you've like bought me a gift.
I just met this man. This is our first encounter.
Like,
and
that's
literally,
weird.
Like, he doesn't know where I'm from yet. Like,
yeah. So maybe say you're like a weird masochist if that's what you want.
Yeah. But like,
You're
brave as fuck if you're going to do that. The 100%. The first 10 minutes of meeting someone, like, baby, all I have to do is tweet it.
And I think you're a weird fucking narcissist.
Like, and it wasn't even just like limited to like sexual activity at all. It was literally like,
I have a water master?
Yes. That is an actual thing that happened. I'd be like, do you have like a glass of water? And he'd be like, master.
Stop. I want to.
And that's so out of character for me too. I'm not even like a dirty talker at all. I am very like not, unless it's like somebody that I like
can't really, relate. I'm a whore. But I mean, no, but also in that moment, I would have been like, can I have a fucking water? You weird.
Yeah.
Fuck?
And I'm just like, and then like to top things off, we're just like, we're hanging out like kind of hooking up a little. He's playing his own Pandora station. Like, his own music is coming on.
I don't care if you're literally Justin Bieber.
I don't care if you're Justin Bieber. Do not play me your own music ever. That is the 100%. One thing that I will say. I, like, the man I'm in love with is a musician, and I don't play your own music ever. Send it to me, and I'll listen to it by myself, but if I'm going to have to, you're going to have to watch me listen to it, and I'm going to have to think about how I'm responding, if I'm doing the right thing, making the right faces. Don't do that to me.
And it's fine if we're like friends, or if it's like over time, you're like, I made this song. Can I please show you it?
Okay, like,
but
can I get
first
your
date, you're like, check this one out. And it's like 9 songs. And you know, my type is entirely musicians. So I've dealt with this so much. It makes me want to jump off the Empire State. Like, when you sit down with a guy and he's such a fucking narcissist,
it has nothing to do with them. It's like 90% of the time, it's like, okay, I'm going to love the song and I'm going to, like, you know what I mean? It's not that.
It's just awkward trying to react.
I feel nervous. Like, am I bobbing my head enough? What do I do?
And then, like, God forbid, too, when it's terrible. And you're just like, I love it.
And I can't lie. That's the problem. I can lie, and I love lying. But in those situations, like, I don't want to lie. Like, I want you to suffer for what you just did to me.
100%. It's trauma. I've dealt with that with 30 people, unfortunately, because I just attract narcissists who make either good music or horrible music.
It's really tricky. And I feel bad because I don't want like any of my friends to ever think like, oh, I can't show you anything. But it's like, it's just like, especially if I'm talking to you or whatever. And it, right, like you said, it's how you do it. If you're like, okay, I need your critiques. that's one thing. But exactly. if you're like, check out this song I just made.
No, exactly. Or like, it's like one thing that if I know you and you're like, I heard this music. But when you sit down with a guy on a first date and he's a musician, he's like, I just made this shit. It's fire. And then shows you nine songs after that. You're like, I get it. I get it. But like, chill the fuck out. Like, it's just such a thing with musicians. Because like a lot of times.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, not that I'm like, I'm not much of an artist myself. But imagine if I sat down with a guy and was like, oh my God, look how funny is this TikTok I just made.
Like, it's just like, it's exactly like, I just think that and extreme they're like, narcissism oh, like, is not like, it.
It's so funny. Like, no, that's embarrassing. And you can laugh at it on your own time. But like, I don't want you to have to laugh at it in front of me.
Should we go on a throuple date? I just sent you flowers and said that I'd love to have a threesome with you soon.
She sent me flowers. The card said, at least I could do something on time. And it was a day late. So,
dude, but I'm not going to lie. I paid an exponential amount of money for it to be on time. So I blame the flower company.
You DoorDashed them. They were from DoorDash. No,
oh, then that's on Kyla. I paid
I knew it.
See? I paid $150 extra for it to be there on your birthday.
I got the DoorDash notification. She DoorDashed them. And
that's on Kyla. Second sentence, though. I sent you flowers. I asked you to have a threesome with me.
That was very sweet.
I love this Brooke and Tana cast. And I will eat your butthole later. And I would die for Brooke. And we're killing it at the canceled shit. So now I'm going to fuck off because I'm drunk. But I love you.
Love you too.
Can't wait for our next threesome. I would die for you. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Canceled.
Animosia is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.